it's always about the end result. We want that reward, but we don't want to put the consistency in that to get it. I would never get to the where I need to be at. But if I'm consistently running around a block, eventually it becomes two blocks. Eventually it becomes three blocks. So like you just said, we're building towards something.
God's will is going to end up getting done. So rather than fighting, well, I'm going into a whole different.
Okay, so
because you wouldn't be convenient. And now what you thought was going to be easy has been the hardest, most troubling part of your life. Hello and welcome back to the Uncharted Faith Podcast. I am your co-host, Amber, a.k.a. Amber Bear.
I am your other co-host, Alex McKinley, a.k.a. Pastor Mac.
In today's episode, we will be discussing consistency versus consistency. What did I say? We will be talking about convenience versus consistency. Before we go all the way in, as always, I'm going to kick it off with a little quiz. Today's quiz is going to be a little more informal. It's going to be more of a quick response. And you guys at home will be able to comment down below in the comments each of your responses. And this is just more so we can assess where we're at in this journey of convenience versus consistency and how that applies to us in real life terms. All right, so is everybody ready? I'll give you a series of scenarios and you'll have to choose whether you go for the consistency or for the convenience option.
All right.
Morning routine. It's Monday morning. You done woke up 20 minutes later than you would have planned out to have woken up. Do you still plan to do a 15, 30-minute workout? Or do you just push past, I'm going to go ahead and make my coffee and get ready to go?
I'm going to push past that and catch up later.
So dinner plans. After a long day at work and in a long time in traffic and your Bluetooth skipping. So it's the song going, but it's like, do you prepare a healthy home-cooked 30-minute minimum cook time, maybe a 15-minute cleanup? Do you prepare that healthy home-cooked meal, or are you getting takeout?
We getting right now. That's going to be convenience. That's all I do. And I don't know what that will be, but convenience.
So you decided to learn a new language. You decided to pick up Spanish. Do you do the recommended practice 15 minutes a day minimum? Or do you binge watch something in that language once a week?
I'm going to do the work because I want to learn that language. So I'm going to do the consistency.
Now, household chores. You said church today. Y'all, too many times be washing those dishes. It's time to clean. And there's a pile of dishes. There's stuff to be cleaned up. There's piles of laundry. Are we going to do our full cleaning day routine where we put out the vacuum and the duster? Or are we calling the cleaning service?
We going to, it's funny, we gonna do the full
clean, tidy.
But we'll hit spots to try to do the convenient thing without calling the people.
The weekend activities, it's the weekend. It's been a long week, you ready to relax and chill. Do you stick to your planned outdoor hike or your step goal count? Or do you find a really good recommended TV show and binge watch on?
If it's a free weekend and I ain't got nothing to do, I'm going to binge watch FBI. I'm behind four seasons.
Actually, the last of the quiz. So you see how this really connects to your everyday life. How consistent are you in your routines? And are you choosing that convenient route? Are you choosing the easier rather than something that may be harder, something that we don't want to do that's going to ultimately build us in the long run? So that just folds into our whole concept of consistency versus convenience. So, Pastor, can you think of a time where you chose convenience rather than consistency and there were some unexpected or expected and ignored consequences?
The thought is that we want the reward of consistency, but at the level of convenience. Mm-hmm. So we want that. I want to be very fit and all that, but I want it at convenience, not consistency. So I want to be able to run a marathon without running every day.
Right. One of the things I was going to share on our social media was I asked a poll of, what do you struggle with? Do you struggle with being consistent or opting for that convenience route? And obviously, we struggle with the consistency aspect. What I was going to put was a person in a plank position holding a plank. The consistency, the being able to keep going and keep withstanding, or a chocolate protein bar. Yeah, it sounds good, but at the end of the day, if you're gorging on protein bars, where's the actual benefit? There is none.
Yeah, and we, meaning me included, that we want to have that. It's always about the end result. We want that reward, but we don't want to put the consistency in that to get it. We don't want to have that, man. We don't want to have to just pray all day long. We want the reward of what that
have
that prayer. So if I pray in the morning and then at night, I want the reward of God to give me the whole day. It's if I pray. Mm-hmm.
In that same aspect, one of the things about consistency versus convenience is one builds while one depletes. When you're doing consistently, you're working towards a goal to obtain something for the betterment of something. When you're choosing convenience, you're constantly cheating yourself. So say if we're talking about a healthy workout routine or fitness goal, if you're consistently just, I'm just going to take that protein bar and binge watch some shows, if you're consistently doing that, you're not going to have the gains that you want, whether it's weight gain, weight maintaining, or weight loss. You're going to be doing the exact opposite of whatever that goal is you're trying to achieve. So one is actually hindering where you're trying to go, or one is actually elevating you to that place that you're hoping and wishing and praying to be at.
And you just hit it. Convenience helps us miss those opportunities to do. We use the idea of working out or running a marathon. If I feel like running today, so I'm gonna run. Then the next day, no, I don't like running, but I'll drink more water. I'll drink water and watch TV today.
Right.
So I'll get my intake. But the convenience of now, this 2 weeks have passed by, I'm gonna go run a block again. I would never get to the where I need to be at. But if I'm consistently running around the block, eventually it becomes two blocks. Eventually it becomes three blocks. So like you just said, we're building towards something. And so that's why this idea of convenience and consistency is such an issue in our spiritual, physical, emotional, mental part of our life. If we take mental breaks consistently, we good. Or we just take it when I'm about to blow up.
Burn out, right. And it's really a mindset shift. Because like you said, you're having to reframe what your reward system is. I'll take it that way. Because in the convenience, there's a quick gratification. It's something that you can enjoy right away. And we look at the consistent thing as a daunting task of, oh, I gotta do all of these things. And that's clearly the opposite of consistent of convenience. Convenience is like it's a one-step program, a three-step protocol. Whereas consistency may be, it's 15 steps into this. I have to do this, and then this, and then this, and then this. But when we look at the reward as being the end result, that does put us in a place of, that might be too hard, or that's too out of reach, or that's not somewhere I want to go right now with it. Whereas if we had used our SMART goals, which I hope I can remember, is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, timely, something that you can base off of time. But when you set up SMART goals, it gives you check boxes along the journey that you can say, boom, I did that. And just even the simple task of being able to check something off of a list gives you that dopamine to be able, that will be the same as that convenient thing. It's giving you that reward. It's giving you the mechanisms to be like, oh, I want to do more. I want to check off the next box and the next box. And I want to do this again tomorrow and the next day. So it's really just a mind shift that you have to go through to reprogram what what rewards you, what fulfills you, and what your outlook is on obtaining those type of goals.
Can I add a spiritual twist to what you just said, because mm-hmm. you just hit on something? Is that, are we consistent or convenient in our spirituality? See, watch this. Convenience says that I have a set time on Sunday to get my spiritual act together.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I have that time, convenience, I know what time it is, I can lock it in, I'm not going to do it again until next time. So I'm not being consistent in it, so I never build it.
Right.
And I always wonder why I am struggling with Mondays.
Right.
Or struggling with Wednesdays, or struggling with that, because I don't build up that consistency. Is almost like building up your muscles and building up something that says that my reward is that if I keep lifting this weight at 75 pounds, I can go to 80.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to go to 250, but I can't get to 250 unless I'm consistently doing what it takes to get to that point.
Right.
And so in our spirituality, you just said, when you can see that in your, we talk about uncharted faith, that if you start to work on your spiritual being, that's your faith, that's your trust, that's your obedience, it does not necessarily become easy, but it becomes where I understand what the rewards are. The rewards are daily.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in me saying, well, I'm only seeking God when it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And the convenience is when I'm inconvenient, or
right.
I'm uncomfortable, or I'm in a situation, it's on to my, I seek God. What if you start seeking God when everything's good? How much gooder?
Yeah.
How much better is it? That I always look at that situation as if God is good during bad times, and my spiritual convenience tells me that, it's almost like I'm shorting God. So if I'm in a negative and he makes it a positive, what he does when I'm positive makes it even bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't know that if I'm not doing it daily.
Right. And I think a piece of that is you have an attitude or a way about certain things, or I dislike this because of this, or this is hard for me because of this. You have to know yourself and know how to plan that out. So if you know, I don't get home until 6-7 o'clock, but I'm gonna be hungry by the time and you want to have healthy living, you want to have healthy food, why are you waiting till the day of at 7:15 when you go home to try to figure out what can you make? And that's not making a conducive environment for you to keep making good choices. That's definitely creating a stressful environment to make you, or to make it easier to say, oh, no, we're just gonna make Subway, that's healthy enough. We just gonna do Chipotle, that's healthy enough. But if you use the tools such as meal prepping, meal planning, and maybe on one of your days off, you take an hour of your day to make 3, 4, or 5 different meals. And then that way when you get home on those late nights, you could just take it out of the refrigerator, pop it in the microwave or the oven, however you like to eat your food. You have to put in these things in place to help you be consistent. You can't rely on just a feeling or because it's today I want to. No, I've already built and I've already established that this is what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, when I'm going to do it. And that's going to help you actually do it at the end of the day.
Watch this. So what you just said to me then is if I'm consistent in what I'm doing, it becomes convenient because of the system you put in place, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you just said was says that if I am consistently doing these things, then it becomes convenient. And you said about prepping. It's funny, I laugh because when we had kids in the house, our shopping habits were different because my wife would shop based upon the idea that we're going shopping on Friday, we're shopping for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and she's already in her mind saying, we get this pot roast, I'm going to do this going back. And so weekly we would do that. Now that it's just me and her, we don't shop that way because we don't have, but what I'm trying to say is when you are consistent in something, it becomes convenient because you know what you're laying out for that week and you're prepping for it. So I'm asking you this question because you always ask me questions. What daily habit can you commit to that will strengthen your faith walk?
So every morning to set my day, when I first wake up and I walk, this is without a crying baby. I walk into the living room, first thing I do is turn on the TV and I do a workout. And that helps me be like, because once you, if you go into the kitchen and start doing dishes and then you sit on the couch and it's like, man, I can already work a little bit. I don't need to do a little workout. gotta talk yourself out of the moment. So instead of, look, there's no chance for me to not do it. As soon as I walk into the living room, turn on the TV, do a workout. Now, what I could do, because there are these options, that's not where I was gonna go with it, is do a gospel music workout or a Christian meditation workout, and then it's more so of a I'm doing a prayer walk or I'm doing this or that. But that if that's something that you would like to do, that's available on the tube of you. But I could also just, when I first walk into the living room, I could have my journal out and I go into my prayer and my stretching and then my devotion, because that was one of the things that I had started doing, but then I just got out of routine and the habit of it. So I feel like that is a task that I can transform, because I'm already in that. As soon as I wake up, this is what I do. So instead of going straight to the workout, which is self, something for me in a physical form, but going to that, let me have conversation with God first. Let me connect. Let me get my day started in that fashion, and then moving forward.
And why I ask that question is that I would say that conversation with God daily. And I think we always put emphasis on, and don't get me wrong when I say it, don't take it the wrong way, it says that conversation can happen at any time of the day. And so a lot of people say, well, I start, man, first thing in the morning, I have that conversation with God. And then it's no more conversation all the rest of the day. But if I tell you that sometimes I wake up and I'm in a different mindset, and then I have a conversation with God in the car.
Right.
Then I have a conversation at work in my office. Then I have a conversation with God as I'm going through a meeting. Then I have a conversation with God as I'm thinking something or doing something. I can have, so I'm constantly communicating with God that day. And so consistency says that I'm making an effort to do it daily.
And then I want to say consistency is more about not when you show up or where you show up, but it's about how you show up. And are you consistently vulnerable with God? Are you consistently being true to yourself? Are you consistently doing that self-evaluation? It's more about, are you consistently opening up yourself to asking for forgiveness, to being corrected, to being pushed in a direction of where you need to go? I think it's more about showing up in that way than the when or the where. Somebody was talking about how for a long while they thought their wife's favorite food was Mexican or tacos, but come to find out at the conversation, she just kept making Mexican food or Tex-Mex, whatever you want to say, tacos and nachos, because it's easy, it's convenient. That's not her favorite food, but her favorite food is something that would have took time and, you
pork
know, effort.
Fried chicken,
so you got to think about this. This is not something that you can just, let me see if I got the ingredients and I can throw some stuff together to make nachos and tacos or a stir fry. You just throw whatever in there and you put it in this and you call it that. But I just kind of thought that was funny.
And that's, look here, that's consistently convenient. Consistently convenient to do that, those things. And so, and that's all. As we transition to this idea of our spirituality, is that we'll pray when it's convenient. We'll read our Bibles when we're convenient. And we lose the idea of having that power to overcome our things. And so that's why I was looking, says that, man, if I only, and there's two ways you can do that. I only go with God when things are going good. Most things are going good. Me and God is on good terms. I'm consistently when it's good. But when it goes bad, I run away from God, which I know that sounds kind of wrong. But people do that. People say, as long as something's good, I'm good with God, I'm doing stuff. When I'm bad with Him, I don't do it. And it's the reverse. As long as things are bad, me and God are good. But the moment it gets good, I'm back to my old self again. And that's a walk of convenience on both sides of that.
Right. I think at that point, you are trapped into a shallow mindset of just really self, because it's based off of you, how you feel, what you want to do, what you won't do. And when you put yourself above God, you're always in the wrong. You are never going to move in the direction that you're needing to go to. You're actually moving in the opposite direction. I don't want to bring up Jonah and the whale, but that's literally whenever you're opting for self, God's will is going to end up getting done. So rather than fighting, I'm going into a whole different, but that's what that took. That's what that made me think of.
And I like how you said, you use Jonah. That's just a good point, that Jonah ended up where he needed to be, but he had to go far away from that, then go into the belly of a fish, and then to be only dropped back off where you were going anyway. So
all because you wouldn't be convenient. And now what you thought was going to be easy has been the hardest, most troubling part of your life.
And it's because, we talked about that, those two choices are all surrounded by self. And so this is February the 2nd. I hate this. The day is February the 2nd, so you can edit this out later. But we started New Year's resolution. And when we say those things, we have a goal in mind, but we're not necessarily willing to be consistent to make those goals. The idea of, in my mind, I told my nephew that I was going to do the 5K walk with him for Thanksgiving next year in New Orleans. And this is what I said. So I know I'm not going to be consistent. I put a time frame. I say, I got to be ready for a 5K walk in November. I'm not going to tell myself I'm going to start walking in January.
Right.
I said that I know this, so I got to get my step like I regularly do. And then I know come May, I got to start putting the work to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to tell myself, oh yeah, January, we ready to run 5K by February. I already know me.
Mm-hmm.
That, have a plan in place of how I do those things. So
yeah, that's kind of like those smart goals. Like, you really want to make sure you're not seeing the end goal and that's the only goal. Like, okay, it's 5K. That's all you're thinking about. Let's get to 5,000 steps. Let's get to 10,000. Let's consistently get these steps. And then let's move on to the next goal. Let's consistently walk 5 miles a day. Let's, break it down.
And
put it in smaller pieces.
Look at and know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes when we do convenient, we still have to consider ourselves that. Like I just said, you know that you're going to do this when you get up in the morning. You already know that if I get up and it's quiet in the house, nobody's crying, nobody's doing what, I can do what I got to do. And so you know that. So you plan that way. You don't try to do more than what you're capable of doing. Because then when you do that, you're going to set yourself up to always fall back to convenience.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be out there, I'm going to be this super Christian, I'm going to read the whole book of the Bible this whole year. Make your goals, like you said, smart and attainable. When you do that, that's how you can be consistent. Because I'm telling you right now, if you're trying to read the whole Bible in 1 year, you're not getting past Deuteronomy and Leviticus. I'm telling you, that's going to drive you absolutely crazy. Those two belong with all of that. And some of those things that are instant for them, it's not going to be instant for you. Like you said, I can't compare what I'm going through, what you're going through. So some of the stuff that people do, it's not going to work for us. That's what I say. I really think that when we start trying to be in consistency, know that you got a built-in convenience.
Yeah.
Selfish idea. Know that. So don't set yourself up for failure with your consistency.
Right.
Be consistent in what you're doing and know that. Versus, if you're not an early bird,
Don't force it because you saw somebody with their 4 a.m. morning routine. Oh, I want to wake up at 4 a.m. Girl, you work overnight.
No, people say, well, I woke up this morning and I studied and prayed for 45 minutes. But if I try to get up and study for 45 minutes straight,
it was 45 minutes of nothing.
It was like, okay, I got the first 5 minutes and then now I'm thinking about the problem. You see, that's setting yourself up because you know you got inconveniences in yourself to do that. And so don't look here. I don't care what they say that I got this 6 steps to whatever. Their 6 steps might be your 15 steps.
Right.
Or it might be your 3 steps.
Right.
You might be saying, man, I got to this. Why? You get distracted because you got there so fast or you got there so slow. So,
or like you said, some people's steps are flat ground for you. Like they might say, well, the thing you need to do is drink 2 gallons of water. Baby, I drank 3 gallons. So what's the next thing? Because I've done it.
Me and my wife are different. I am an early morning person. I'm up in the morning. I'm doing my thing. She's a late night person. And so I can't tell her that, no, you got to do it this way. This is how you get more. And she can't tell me to do it at nighttime. Because what works for them. The idea of why this conversation is important is that we make out to be our faith walk be this one box that we got to fit everybody in. And knowing that all of us is falling short, the consistency won't show up for people because of the convenience. The convenience is just that we all have opportunities to not do
Right.
And we'll choose not doing if it doesn't line up with who we are.
And okay, so before we be wrapping this up, a thought just transpired, so I'm still trying to put it together, is that our faith walk is like the core of your body. Once your faith walk is weak, your body can't move the way it needs to be, which will start always tension here because I'm overusing this wrong. But whenever you use your core to walk, your body is able to efficiently run. And so I don't know where I was going with that. But
so but those in our spiritual, and this way, if we want that transformation, we have to be consistent in what helps us transform. And I hate this idea that says that you gotta read your Bible every day. You gotta do these things. And I say that everybody's schedule is not gonna allow them to read the Bible every day.
The same way you wouldn't tell somebody, you need to take your spouse out every day. You need to plan a romantic trip every day. There's a time and a place and there's a way to do it, as long as at some point in the day y'all are having a connection, y'all are having a conversation, y'all are sitting down, there is some type of fellowship there. That's what matters, is the reaffirming of the bond. The consistency says, no, we can't get out of rhythm. We're doing all of this for a purpose. Let's push past whatever entity is trying to get us in a mindset of let's not. But because this is me trying to wrap it up.
Because the convenience would say that we don't have all the stuff, so let's just chill today.
Let's call it.
But let's be consistent and say that we'll fight through it and let this be a part of our consistency.
Right. So basically we talked about seeing what it is that we are consistent in, what we easily are consistent in, and where we are leaning towards that convenient. Transforming our mindset and how we really should reprogram our reward system and kind of look at the whole picture rather than a quick gratification. Putting ourselves in that real life scenario to where it's not just, okay, let's do this, but how does that really work in my life and how can I make it to where it ends up being convenient for me? And the balance was kind of falls over into that, which is a quote from Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. And excellence is not an act, but a habit.
I like that.
I hope y'all like that. I hope that this conversation helped you. However you felt it came out, I hope that it has blessed you or it has made you think about, you know what, I should do this, that, or the other thing. Go ahead and do that other thing. Do that. Also, while you're doing that other thing, make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to this. Or if you're listening over our audio airwaves on Spotify or Amazon Music or any other platform, make sure that you follow us. Make sure that you share us out. Share us out. Who is trying to be the first 100 supporters of the Uncharted Faith podcast community? Is it going to be you? Okay. So make sure you do all those things and don't forget to come back to next week's episode. Y'all have a fantastic day.
Be blessed. Be consistent.
See you.
Okay.